Therefore, a purpose. sin has to come with morality. But Christ has entered that by his own death on the cross. He endured a horrible death to end sin. And that's why St. Paul tells us we've become a new creation. That we have died with Christ in baptism and have become something altogether new. We've put on a new person. We're not the old man, the old woman who once were. There's something altogether new. It's a life that's lived now in perfect love, in perfect submission to God, to bring forth the gospel to every nation. Revelation says, as far as the city of God is concerned, that he reigns supreme. The city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb of God. The nations shall walk by its light, and to it the kings of the earth shall bring their treasures. I sometimes wonder how convinced we are of Christianity. You ever notice when we try a new product, we're excited, we tell people about it. We find a politician who makes great promises, so we run stuff by a vote for this person. We get really excited about the things of this world. When it comes to the thing of God, we think, oh, well, I guess I'm about to say my prayers. Oh, shoot, I have to make time for that.